Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
You're welcome back. We asked at the very start what you think should be done or could be done to help with soaring energy costs. Well, Dan to 51551, Dan is a Cork fella. He says, there's an oil field with millions of barrels of oil just off Cork Harbour waiting to be exploited. And there's an oil refinery in Cork Harbour. Problem solved, says Dan. You can text us to 51551. A new initiative designed to support rural pubs in their communities under the banner of Pubs as Community Hubs is being piloted in County Cavan. Four other venues in Donegal, Kerry, Cork and Clare have yet to be confirmed. The project is aimed at encouraging publicans in rural areas to diversify their facilities for community use, for which they will be supported financially, with €50,000 being provided by the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pubs as Community Hubs will encourage publicans to utilise their venues during the off-peak season to attract locals through the creation of digital hubs and community meeting venues and pop-up cinemas. Drive Time's Mike McCartney has been to the Keeper's Arms in Bawnboy, County Cavan, close to the borders of Leitrim and Fermanagh, an area known for its beauty and its fishing. He met with the proprietors Sheila and Brian McKiernan, and Sheila says running a pub has always been about moving with the times.
We have found, like, going over the years, we've diversified so much. We started doing bed and breakfast, and there again, that was another Vintners initiative. And we got registered with Fáilte Ireland under a four-bedroom scheme. It was part of the building. We were going to transform that into bed and breakfast. So we built a nine-bedroom all-en-suite system. Now, that's 22 years ago. And then we diversified again. Then we did outdoor catering. People were having their parties at home and their communions and confirmations. So now we diversified to do the catering for that. And I suppose we have to be positive and try and encourage that the pub is the focal point in your local village, in your local community, and try and get people to come back and use it as the focal point. And that's where you're going to get your news and your friendship, and it's the social element. It's not for the amount of drink that's going to be drank. It's for the friendship and the conversations and the trading of stories and having a bit of crack as well at the same time.
The Keeper's Arms is named after Brian McKiernan, a well-known goalkeeper during his playing days in the Breffni County. Built in 1853, Brian and his wife Sheila purchased the pub in 1991. But Brian has seen many changes in the pub scene, both in Bawnboy and in neighbouring Ballyconnell and Swanland Bar.
They've been unreal, the changes that we've come around. Smoking ban came in, house parties, people not moving out as much now. It's hard to comprehend the way it has gone in the last 30 years. The younger people are not coming out as much now to the bars. Fewer pubs. A lot of pubs have closed up in the last 30 years, and our punters now have got a lot older.
Now, this is a very much a tourist area. You were affected by what happened during COVID, but how many publicans would you know that are no longer in the business since COVID started?
In this area, there's probably 7-8 publicans between Ballinamore, Ballyconnell, Swanland Bar and our own village. There's surely 8 pubs have ceased trading, and there's Maybe 2-3 of them might reopen, but it's on the long finger. Now, I don't know how long this can go on, you know, pubs, whether it'll keep going this way, because if it does, we'll end up with no pubs, no bars, or except maybe one or two in every town.
And of course, the Irish pub is well known. People from the community come together, they meet, they exchange stories, they like to tell stories. It's a great place to go after a game.
Definitely. But I see now, even after football games, players are not going in for a drink. What happened 30 years ago when I was playing, people went out, both teams went to the bar for a few drinks, and the bit of crack and rivalry, you know, it was all forgot about what was happened on the field, you know, and there was a bit of crack. I don't know what way it's going to end up, to be honest. Pubs were the hub, and still are, if you can get them. You know, you get people out for parties. You know, everyone lets their hair down, a few drinks, and enjoys themselves. But it's happening an awful lot less. Younger people are not frequenting pubs as much as they used to. They're more or less going to house parties.
Plans are now underway for a pop-up cinema, a new departure for the Keeper's Arm.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Right, this is our lounge, and we're going to put our big screen on this wall here and have our projector over here. And then we'll change the seating accordingly to the nights that we're having the cinema on.
And why a cinema?
Just something different to get people back out. People need an excuse to go out. This is what we've learned over the years. You do need to come out, you know, a party or whatever. So this is to get different age bracket of people out, whether it's the older person, whether it's a young mother wanting something to do, and then for children to come maybe on a Saturday morning to watch their children's movies.
Over around here now is where you're going to have the big screen, and I believe some of the movies will be in black and white.
Yes, we'll have your old Bing Crosby, we'll have the Croners, and your Cowboys and Western movies to show the older, to get the older people, and maybe to get the younger people to come out and watch the old classics, because they're brilliant.
And will this be 7 days a week?
No, we'll test and measure it. We'll try and do it, maybe even do one night a week and see how we get on, and just different to see what people will be interested to come out. Like, I had an inquiry the other day from my friend. She's a nurse in the local nursing home. And they would come out for afternoon tea. They go for a drive. So she thinks this is a great idea. The local link will bring them out. And they can watch their old movie and back again. And like, that's only 10-minute drive less to come out. And you're not packing them up to go on a big long journey. And it's easy to get in and easy to get out.
And why a cinema?
It's something to talk about. It'll get people to come out. You're not driving. You're not taking half the day to go someplace. We get emails from head office every so often and all the different projects that they're interested in. And I just answer the emails every so often and there'd be silence for a while. You'd sort of say, well, right, I wonder where is this? Is it going to happen? And I suppose because I'd emailed in looking about it, and then when the Vintners got approval for the pilot scheme, because I had inquired about it, I was one of their choices, and because I'm in County Cavan in the ministerial area, so I was picked to launch it. It's a pilot scheme, and I suppose it's a learning exercise for me to see how we're going to jump all the hurdles to get it up and running, to be able to know what the pitfalls are going to be.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Sounds good. The best of luck to them. Mike McCartney reporting from Bawn Boy in County Cavan. We'll take a break.